Are you okay? You look a little queasy, Gaff. That's not really something that happens to undead, you know. Oh, I see. Sorry, it must be unsettling to be riding in a walking carriage. Yeah, I don't always reanimate full corpses. The legs on this carriage came from a couple of dead trolls I came across. The upper bodies weren't in good enough condition for reanimation after a pack of dire wolves got to them, so I made use of what was left. I know, it looks really creepy, but it's really useful. Corpses aren't often left on the side of well-maintained roads for very long, so having a carriage that can handle any terrain, it's kind of necessary for my work. The good news is, you don't have to ride much longer. That's my home up ahead right there. Yeah, I know. A necromancer living in some old ruins. Who would have guessed, right? There's a reason for that, though. Places that have seen lots of death can amplify a necromancer's power. Not to mention all the free bones down below the surface. This place was a fortress of some kind once. Totally impervious to attack, from what I can tell, but... they weren't all that prepared for a simple mudslide to toss the whole thing down the mountainside. No, I don't plan to leave it a big pile of rubble, of course. Once I have the workforce for it, we'll rebuild. Even after all these years, the stone is still high quality, so we'll be able to have a really sturdy base. For now, I found a few chunks that are pretty much intact. That is where we're staying. Oh, what's wrong? Second thoughts. About what? Living? It's not that bad, is it? I didn't think the living conditions mattered. The deal I offered you, I gave to four other people. Three accepted life happily, and one decided they'd rather be dead than serve someone else. You're the only one who cared whether your second chance at life was going to be, comfortable. Sorry. I did say that I wanted you to follow me of your own free will. I wished I'd have known beforehand that you had conditions. I wish I could tell you that you can just leave any time you like and be free, but your choices are pretty much this or death. Your body has been torn to pieces and stitched back together again. You can't survive without regular infusions of my magic. If you don't stick around, you'll be dead again in a month. I know, it's a really rough break, Gaff. Nothing about your current situation is even remotely fair. But people don't always get what they deserve. In fact, that's pretty rare. You have to take the options that are put in front of you. That's the spirit. And I promise, your living conditions are going to improve a lot in the future. My other whites are out recruiting more followers to help with the reconstruction effort. Like I said, there are three others. I think four is a good number for now. Someday I might train you in stitching and reanimation, but... for now, the others have that covered. I have a different job in mind for you. Well, you're an adventurer, right? That means you're the only white I have with any combat experience. Maybe, but a novice is better than nothing. I need you to be my general. Perhaps. General might be a bit generous at the moment. Those guards that you see up there ahead are all I have as far as armed forces go. Relax. I can conjure spirits so I can get you all kinds of great teachers. But a spirit can't lead other undead, I'm afraid. It has to be you. Believe me, I wouldn't put you in charge of anything if I didn't trust you. You died trying to be stronger than you were. You have ambition, but you've also learned a powerful lesson in caution. Combine all that with your pedigree and it makes you a promising leader. Trying is all I ask. I'm sure you'll do great. And if you fail, I'm a necromancer. What have you got to lose? Well, we're here. Let's get out and get you set up. Oh, hang on. First, I want to give you an examination to see how your body is holding up. You haven't done much to stress it yet, but I could have made a mistake somewhere along the line. First, let me inspect the stitches and make sure they're holding. It looks okay. Mostly good, although this one that runs over your shoulder looks like it's pulling at the skin a bit. You were missing quite a bit of skin there, so I think what's left is being stretched a bit too much. It should be fine for now, but sometime tonight I'll have to give you a skin graft and redo the stitches to ease that tension. How's your leg treating you? Well, both, I suppose, but I'm mostly interested in the one that's all bone. It can't exactly hurt. You can't feel pain anymore anyway, but are you having any problems with it? Is it moving how you want it to? That's good. That limp probably won't ever go away, but you'll learn to live with it. For an undead, you're actually pretty limber. How about your left arm? Are you adjusting to the prosthetic? That's great. I'm hoping that someday I'll be able to give you a functioning hand, but for now, stitching undead parts from one person onto another leads to, complications. It's been done before, though. I just need to figure out the secret. And lastly, your innards. No point in opening you up to look, but does everything feel okay in there? Yeah, the coldness is normal. The last of your blood is being filtered through the bile sac. The bile will keep you warmer, so as more of it moves from your core to your limbs, it'll feel like your core is cooling down. So, otherwise, all normal? Relatively. That's good. I'm going to need to give you regular checkups. Without the ability to feel pain, it'll be harder for you to know if you've been damaged in any way. Sorry. Hurt. Now, do you have any questions about your duties? Silly me. I never did tell you what my goal was, did I? I guess that's sort of important, isn't it? Well, have you ever heard of the Bewildering Woods? I suppose most adventurers have. It's the ultimate challenge. a huge expanse of cursed forest that's easy to get lost in, full of monsters, and that almost nobody has ever made out of alive. Well, it's a huge problem. On this side of the forest, it's just a simple geographic barrier like any other. Like a lake or a mountain. You just go around it. But there's a small nation on the other side named Gelv that's nestled into a nook. It's surrounded by the bewildering woods on almost all sides, with only an exit to the north. On paper, it's a great defense. They don't have to worry about attacks from anywhere but that one narrow pass. But it also makes it easy to lay siege to the entire country. And sure enough, that's what's happening. A rival nation has plans to block off that path, and Gelf is too weak to do anything about it. They have the means to feed themselves for now, but over the coming years, it's going to become harder and harder for them to get by without being able to trade with other nations. Eventually, they'll have to give up all their land with barely a fight. I want to stop that from happening by forging a path through the bewildering woods. If they can get resupplied from the other side, then there's no problem. I know, it's a big task. Even getting one person in and out is almost impossible, to say nothing of making a safe and reliable trade route. But that's the great thing about necromancy. The more dangerous the location, the more powerful I am, and the more raw material there is at my disposal. The plan is to build up a sizable army of high-quality undead and then start blazing a trail. The undead can guard and patrol the path day and night tirelessly. As we go further in, we can bolster our ranks with more undead that we make from dead adventurers or slain monsters. You are going to be incredibly important for all of this. As my general, you'll be spearheading the whole operation. Eventually, of course. We have a long way to go before we'll have enough undead to start. I'm sorry, how do you feel? This is all a bit overwhelming, isn't it? Yeah, I guess you'd be crazy not to be intimidated. But don't worry, Gaff. I have complete faith in you. You're going to be an incredible undead general. I just know it. I'll be here every step of the way with you. Now, let me show you your rooms. I've set aside a nice chunk of intact building for you. You don't need sleep anymore, but I think it's still important for you to have a place that's all your own. I really think you're going to learn to love it here. I can't wait for us to work together. Thank you again for accepting my offer, Gaff.